off. And then as I got older, a lot of people went to Atlanta for different things, like different coffee shops. Like Starbucks was pretty much the biggest one around us in high school. And they were open the latest, or this place called Harvest Moon near my high school, which was like the high school coffee shop area. But if you wanted to go to a coffee shop after midnight or after 11 midnight, something like that, you'd have to go into Atlanta to go to like Intermezzo, which is open till 2 or 3 or something like that. So nothing is open in Roswell past midnight, I don't think, except for the movie theaters to like let people out. But there's nothing to do in Roswell past midnight. It's kind of sad.
Well, it sounds like you had lots of choices, though. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
For things to do. Did you do these things in groups, or did you pair off individually?
In middle school, at least, we definitely did it in groups because parents wouldn't let us just go with one person or by yourself anywhere. So I usually went with, like, I had 4 or 5 friends of mine that were girls, and we would go. And actually, it was pretty bad because my parents didn't mind if I hung out with boys, like, or had a boyfriend at the time or anything like that. But some of my other parents didn't let them, like, didn't want them seeing boys or going places with boys at all in middle school. So they would go with me, and then the boys would, like, come in their own little group, and we'd meet at the movie theater and all hang out together, and it was very clandestine because they weren't supposed to be talking to the boys and stuff like that. As it got older in high school, more likely that maybe if you were going with just one person, like me and my best friend, would maybe go out for coffee, just the two of us, and hang out. We didn't have to go with a huge group of people. And at the mall, maybe a smaller group because you're just, like, shopping with a friend. It's not like you need a whole clan of people following you around to do that. But for movies and parties at people's houses, were in bigger groups.
Okay. Well, this sounds like Roswell's a good place to be.
Yeah. It's good if you're in middle school and, like, young high school, but as you get up in high school, it starts driving you crazy. I know it did for me.
Now, why is that?
Well, because there's nothing to do late at night, and you've been to the movie theater since you're in middle school, so it's like that's not really an exciting event anymore, even though there's new movies. Because you feel like when you go there, like, you see the little middle school kids, and you're like, oh, I used to do that. Now I feel like I'm, like, 12 again. I don't want to do this anymore. And some people, as they get older in high school, wanted to go dancing or go to clubs, and there's no real dancing place in Roswell of any sort for under 18 or even under 21, for that matter, which is all pretty much in Atlanta. There's some stuff now in, like, Gwinnett or Sandy Springs, I believe. Gwinnett or Sandy Springs has some, like, under 18 clubs, but they, like, come in and out real quickly. But when you're older and older, you kind of, like, you do the movie thing sometimes, maybe more on dates, and then go to, like, people's houses and hang out more frequently than you would go to the mall and hang out like you did in middle school. So it's not a bad place to live, not to diss Roswell in any way. I'm just saying the older you get, I would think it would be very hard to be in your early 20s living alone there, like, or starting a career while you're there, and not having a family, not having kids to do or to bring to events and things like that. I feel like you would probably want to go to Atlanta way more than I ever did, even, because it just seems like it's more conducive to, like, Atlanta's more conducive to that lifestyle than Roswell would be.
Mm-hmm. So you're not really attracted to going back to Roswell and sticking around there?
I don't think I'm going back to Roswell, no. Not yet, at least. Only because if I was going to be in Atlanta, I probably would prefer to live in, like, Midtown or Buckhead, somewhere in Atlanta. If not only just for the change of scenery for me, like, because I've lived there for 10 years now, and people live there for longer than that, but for me, that's, like, I've done a lot of the things there, and it's not like it's miles and miles away, because I can drive back pretty quickly if I felt like seeing my family or eating dinner at places up there. It's not a bad area, it's just that for me, I need to change, like, where I am every once in a while, or I get bored.
Okay. So you really think of it more as a family place.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, definitely. Definitely for people who have, like, either small children, even, you know, kids in high school, but still mostly families. I don't hardly know anyone. I know a couple people that live there, actually, but very few that are in their early 20s, like, working and not having even a wife or a kid or anything, like, just alone. There's very few people up there.
Okay.